WCBS News Time, 12:51. Well, Thanksgiving is closing in on us, and many of us will experience the yearly dilemma over which dessert to have. Will it be the cherry pie, the apple pie, or how about a slice of pumpkin pie? Well, Jeffrey Fowler of the Wall Street Journal wrote a great piece about a recipe that solves your problems. It's called Chirpumple. And Jeffrey, I have to say, it sounds almost obscene.
Well, I hope you're hungry, because this is a lot of dessert. The Chirpumple is basically the turducken of desserts. Now, you may remember the turducken is you've got a turkey that's stuffed with a duck that's then stuffed with the chicken. So what the Chirpumple is six desserts in one. You've got a cherry pie baked inside a white cake, a pumpkin pie baked inside a yellow cake, and an apple pie baked inside a spice cake. And then all that stacked and then sealed with cream cheese frosting.
Oh my. How do people react when they see it or when they try it?
They're both kind of intrigued and horrified, and many have a difficult time finishing a whole slice. But when I made one, my colleagues really seemed to like it.
I bet. Well, should we really eat this with a spoon or certainly with a bib?
Well, certainly with a bib. Now, what happens to some people that make it? It kind of like collapses and lava flows start coming out of it. So sometimes you do end up needing a spoon because pies are not so structurally sound always.
I was going to say it's tough enough to make a single pie, but what's the trick for getting all three of these ingredients or four or whatever it is to bake the right way?
Well, it takes about 3 days, so set aside a little time, and you have to make each of the pies separately, let them cool, and then you pry them out of their pans, and you plop them in cake batter, and you bake the cake around it, and then you let that cool, and then you stack them.
Now, do you put anything on top? Heaven forbid, maybe icing or something?
Right, so you there's the cream cheese frosting, and the guy who created it, this Los Angeles humorist named Charles Phoenix, he suggests maybe putting a little food coloring in to make it seasonal, or even lighting the top on fire to have a little flambé.
Are there any variations on this this cake?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of baking something inside something else is actually really kind of catching on, and there are lots of people that try it with cupcakes or maybe just two layers or mixing up the flavors.
Well, that sounds great, and thanks so much for sharing that with us. Great article, by the way. That's Jeffrey Fowler of the Wall Street Journal. You can read his article by going to our website, cbsnewyork.com. Just look in the links and numbers section.